So, last week we started a new series of sermons looking at the different ways that Jesus has identified himself in the Bible. And last Sunday we heard about how he met a woman who said, well, the Messiah, the Savior, is going to explain everything to us. And Jesus said, I am he, I am the Messiah. Now, all of these I am sayings are found throughout the book of John, the Gospel according to John. And you kind of take them when you do a series in the order in which they come, which means that this Sunday, the I am saying that we are thinking about is when Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Now, some of you may have picked this up, but after leading a service of worship, I get a bit peckish, particularly noticeable on Communion Sundays when maybe some of the leftover bread ends up being nibbled by the minister. So I thought to myself, well, if we're going to be talking about Jesus as the bread of life today, then I need to make sure that I've got something that I can eat, because all this talk about bread is going to make me really, really hungry. Now, I can't make bread in a few minutes, but I can bake a cake. And so this morning, and given that it's currently Great British Bake Off season, I thought we might bake a cake. I'm not kidding, we're going to bake a cake this morning, and I'm going to need some help from any younger folk who would like to come. This was a wedding gift, by the way. And Ruth has got a pink one that says Mrs. Love on it. Okay, who's going to come and help me bake a cake? You all seem to think that I'm not being serious, but maybe this... On you come. Christopher and David, thank you very much. This is a cake recipe that is called cake in a mug. And it's particularly good because in less than 5 minutes, you go from nothing to having a cake. Now, David, since you're good at reading, I wonder if you could read the instructions out to me. And Christopher, could you hold that? Thank you. Just hold it open for me, because and every now and again, I will need that. Okay, what's the first ingredient, David?
4 tablespoons
of self-raising flour. You see, I prepared all this earlier. There's my self-raising flour. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
That's fine, we'll get to that. So that's me finished with my flour. So that can go in the bin. Don't need that anymore. 4 of caster sugar. 1, 2, 3, 4. There we are. And that's done. So that can go in the bin. Don't need that anymore. What's next? 2 of cocoa powder, thank you. This is the good cocoa powder, by the way. This is proper stuff. So 2 tablespoons of cocoa powder. And again, we've got some left in the tub, but we don't need it. So that can go in the bin. You're doing a great job. Thank you so much. What's next, David?
Add 1 medium egg.
1 medium egg. There we are. It's okay, this apron needs a clean anyway. That's what they're for, exactly. So that's the medium egg. What's next?
Mix.
Mix. Mix. Oh, that's a fair point, actually. I don't need this anymore. Just put that in the bin. In the bin. If you don't need it, just put it in the bin. Yes, we're making chocolate cake, and you'll get to try some if your mummy will let you. And if it turns out okay, I might add, because I'm not going to be... It's the school assembly later this week, and if I get word that, you know, pupils were off sick because they tried the minister's chocolate cake on Sunday, that's not going to go down well. Right, that's about as well mixed as that's going to get. So what's next for us?
Add 3 tablespoons of milk.
3 tablespoons of milk. I have to say, this has been less messy than it usually is at home. Okay, that's the milk. And
3 tablespoons of oil.
One, two, three. There we are.
You're doing this before the
girls. I know there are some expert bakers in the congregation who'll be looking at this and thinking, what is he doing? That is not how you bake a cake. Well, can I tell you, see, when you come home from Kirk Session or Presbytery and the bake-off's on, you don't have the luxury of putting it in the oven and waiting 30 minutes. It's got to be a 2 minutes in the microwave job. Right, so do we need the milk or the oil anymore?
No.
No, right, that's in the bin. Can you open that up a wee bit for me, Christopher? Thank you. Oh, there's a hole in my bin bag. Never mind. Never mind. Anything else we need to add?
A drop of vanilla.
Oh. The recipe says a drop of vanilla essence, but this is the bit I like, because what's a drop? A drop is a, you know, there. A big drop, exactly. And that can go in the bin, because I don't think we need that anymore. I think that's pretty much everything. So we'll just, thank you, Christopher, I'll take that bin bag off you, and we'll just maybe get Jackie to throw all of this out later. Because we don't need it anymore. Because that's what you do when you're done with things, isn't it? You just throw them in the bin. Look at that. Does that look appetizing? Not yet. Nope. That's okay. Right, that should do us. What's the next instruction, David?
Microwave for 2 to 3 minutes.
Lovely. In fact, I'll just give that one more quick stir. Which, for those of you who were wondering why the minister turned up this morning with his microwave, that's why. It's okay. It needed cleaned anyway. It's fine. Besides, this is what they end up looking like on the bake-off, so if you're not in an absolute state, have you really baked? Thank you very much, David. I'll take that. Do you both want to go and have a wee sit down just now while this bakes? You can sit in the very front if you want. Now, some of you may have heard of something that people sometimes do, which is, can you share your faith in the amount of time it takes for you to light a match and for it to burn up? So if this is going to take 2 to 3 minutes, my goal in 2 to 3 minutes is to explain to you why on earth we just baked a cake this morning. Do you think I can manage it? We'll see. Depends how quick you are, right? And incidentally, this won't interfere with anything, will it? No, that's fine. Okay. There we are. So, what are the 3 kinds of hunger that you can experience? Well, physical hunger's one, isn't it? That's why we're making a cake. Do any of you ever get, like, emotionally hungry? Is that something that you might experience? Maybe you miss someone, you feel a little bit heavy. And then the 3rd kind of hunger that we could think about is spiritual hunger. And that's where we wonder, who are we? Why are we here? What are we going to do when we grow up? That sort of thing. And there's something that we can do with every single kind of hunger. If you're physically hungry, what do? You eat something, exactly, like a cake. It's going okay, we're fine. If you are emotionally hungry, what might you do to help that? You might meet up with a friend, absolutely. On the phone, yep. Suppose if you're like me and you're a bit of an extrovert, going out and meeting with someone might help. What if you're a bit more introverted? What might you do? Sit at home, read a book. Just take time. Another thing I like to do is paint. Maybe some of you have a hobby to do. Those are the kind of things that help with emotional hunger. Spiritual hunger, there is one solution to that. What might that be? Prayer. Who do we pray to? God. Jesus, in the passage in John 6, said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Now, when Jesus said, "You'll never be hungry," did he mean you'll never be physically hungry? No. Even Jesus had to eat at times. When Jesus said you'll never be hungry, did he mean you'll never be emotionally hungry? No, he didn't. But knowing Jesus can be helpful, can't it? Because even if we're feeling really on our own, we can remember that Jesus is with us, and that can sometimes help our emotional hunger. Does Jesus satisfy our spiritual hunger? Yes, he does. Because in Jesus, we know who we are, we have been made by God, we know our purpose in this world, to serve God, and most importantly, we know whose we are, which is a little different from who we are. When we say we know whose we are, what we mean is that because of Jesus, we belong to God again. Remember when we prayed, we talked about how the things we'd done wrong had separated us from God? Well, because of Jesus, we've been brought back to him. And so he satisfies our spiritual hunger because we always find fulfillment in Jesus. And that's why he says, "I am the bread of life. Those of you who come to me will not be hungry." That wasn't bad, was it? You might not be applauding in a minute. Smells can be deceiving, Marion. That looks not bad, actually. Christopher, you had a look before. Does that look a bit more appetizing now? Yeah. Well, we'll need to let it cool for just a wee minute. And I brought plenty of spoons. But what do we say before we eat something? Grace. Now, one of the graces that Ruth and I like to say together is the one that we actually sang at the very, very beginning of our service, the chorus of the song, "We Plough the Fields and Scatter All Good Gifts Around Us." So I wonder, before we let some folk tuck in to some cake, if we maybe would say grace together and we could all sing that. Do you think we could try that? Okay. What would be a decent starting note, Linda? Sorry? "All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. So thank the Lord, oh thank the Lord for all his love. Amen." I'm going to be brave. It's a wee bit hot, but it tastes fine. Would anyone like to come and try a little bit of chocolate cake? Cake in a mug. Oh, go on, Sheila. Yes, absolutely. Mummy can come and help if she wants. Do you know when they get palpitations facing the judges? And oh, it's a wee bit hot, Christopher, so if you want to, do you want to try that wee bit? I've used this spoon, so we won't use that. There's plenty of spoons.
Is that okay? Let it cool down for a minute.
Marion Swan's feedback so far has been, "Ooh, that's quite solid." I don't know if that's a good thing.
Just take a wee corner. Don't take too much. Just to make sure. Very good.
Very good. Thank you.
How's that? It is yummy, isn't it?
Oh, good. I'm glad it's yummy. There's a clean spoon there. Delicious. Oh, fabulous. Where's my spoon? I want another wee bit. Got a wee bit, Abby. Good. I'm going to have another bit. Is it good? Yeah, it's not bad, is it? Do you know what I like to do at home? What I like to do at home, when I've maybe got a wee bit more time and I'm actually going to finish it, I like to put cherries through it. And then I'll maybe mix a wee bit of icing on the top as well. Didn't have time for that this morning. Didn't have time for all that. So, well, thank you all for trying my cake, and I'm glad you enjoyed it. But I suppose, well, it's been a wee bit demolished, so we'll just put the rest of it in the bin. Now, the fact that you're reacting like that suggests that I've been doing something that I probably shouldn't have been doing this morning. Has anyone noticed? Waste. Waste. Absolutely. Every single time I was finished with something, I put it straight in the bin. Now, obviously, none of that is actually going to go to waste, not least because my dear wife would never allow it. But there's plenty in that that can still be reused. There's still flour and sugar and cocoa. There's still the plastic tubs that can be cleaned and reused. And I was doing that very, very deliberately. Because this morning, as much as we are thinking about Jesus as the bread of life and how he satisfies our hunger, at a harvest service, we are also giving thanks for the good things that God has given us. And we show that through our generosity, by giving gifts to the food bank and to the lodging house mission. And it's wonderful that we can give these things. And these groups will make sure that nothing that you have given this morning will go to waste. But for many of us, we're maybe not as good when it comes to waste. And sometimes we might think when we're finished with something, we'll just put it in the bin. And of course, that's a problem because our planet is becoming fuller and fuller and fuller of waste because we are not looking after the planet in the way that we should. So while we're giving thanks for our planet and the good things on it, maybe today as well we should be stopping and thinking, God has given us this good thing. How can we look after it better? In the Bible, at the very beginning, in Genesis, God creates the world, and this is what he said to human beings. He said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea, the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Now, the word subdue it can mean a number of things. It can mean control, but it can also mean look after, take care of something. That is a command that God gave us. And if you read the rest of the Bible, all the way through from Genesis to the very, very end, Revelation, at no point does God ever change that command. He commands us to look after the planet. And so I feel, and I hope that you will too, feel that because God has given us that command, and because we are trying to live in obedience to God, that the church and Christians should be at the forefront of looking after the planet. There are some Christians who think that it's not our job to look after the planet, and I think that's wrong, because God has very clearly said, this is yours to take care of, and so it's our responsibility to do that. And I admit it can feel like a battle. Absolutely, it can feel like a battle. There's a reason that I was using takeaway tubs for the ingredients this morning, and that's because every single time Ruth and I, we don't get takeaways that often, but you just seem to end up with piles and piles and piles of these plastic tubs that either are going to end up in your bin or, like us, you try and reuse them. So it can feel like you're fighting a losing battle when so few others are trying to look after the planet. The trouble is that if we all took the attitude of, well, I can't really make a difference, if we all do that, then nothing changes because we all think the same thing. I can't make a difference, so what's the point? Instead, if we all made small changes, all of us, all these small changes would start to build up into something much bigger. And if you need advice about how you can look after the planet, speak to Ruth, speak to our maintenance and eco team, because eco's part of what they do. Robert as well, I'm sure he won't mind me pointing him out. He is involved with the Green Party, and they look after, their thing is looking after the planet. There are loads of people, and you could look online as well. Loads of people, loads of places you can look to for advice. And also think about your own life, the kind of changes that you could make to make our planet more sustainable. So those are the two messages to take away this morning. The first, Jesus is the bread of life, and in him we can find complete spiritual satisfaction. And remember, as we give thanks for all the good things on our planet today, also take some time to think about how could I contribute to looking after the planet a bit better.